Did you ever try that carnival game where you would swing a hammer and try to ring a bell at the top and there was this wood back with segments marked off on it? A lot of ways that game is symbolic of what a criminal prosecutor has to go through unless they use all the resources they have with as much dedication as they can. Victims of crime won't receive justice. My next guest, Investigation Discovery Show, brings you stories of crimes which happen to people that you relate to, insight into the investigation of those crimes, and a greater understanding of how much needs to take place for justice to be the final result. Her show is True Conviction, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery. She is a former prosecutor with the Brooklyn DA's office who, given her conviction rate, you would not want to see on the other side of a courtroom if you were a defense attorney, Anna Siga Negalazzi. How are you today, Anna Siga?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thanks for having me.
InvestigationDiscovery.com. Learn more about True Conviction. And Anna Siga is on Twitter at AnnaSiga_TC. I'm thinking of I've watched your show the first season, now the second season, and it makes me think of a quote from John Cleese from Monty Python's Flying Circus. He was talking about comedy in this point, but he said every routine has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning and the end are the easy parts. That damn middle, that's the real big pain in the ass. And that's sort of true with crime investigation. That middle is the unknown that you really have to just deal with everything.
You do. It's really not the average case that's the straight line, quite the opposite. You think it's going to go right and it's going to go left, and then it zigs when it's supposed to zag. But part of it is making sure that you follow those roads, and if it takes you in a different direction, go with it. Keep an open mind. And in the show, that's something like going out to the cities, to the towns across America where these cases happen, that we're really trying to show the viewers, take them on the journey by taking them there to see that it's not just that you have this victim that we want to remember because they were taken from us by murder, or the conviction that ultimately resulted in many of these cases, but all the trials and tribulations that went into the getting there. And that's something that we're taking the viewers on the journey in each episode of True Conviction.
I kind of believe, too, that people connect with your show, too, because the people that you put the focus on, the crimes are committed. These are everyday people. This could be my next-door neighbor I'm hearing a story about. This isn't some out-of-touch, out-of-reach person who I can only hear about through some fantasy outlet or something.
That's always how I actually view these cases as a prosecutor, too. It's, you know, these are our neighbors. They are our families. They could be us. And for those of us, some of us, they are us. And so it is thinking about it that way, just like you would talk to your friend or your neighbor, you have to talk to these people, and they will tell you what they can, hopefully. And I think that people connect with it. If we're fortunate enough not to be in their shoes, we get inspiration. I know I do, from seeing how they get up each day and in the healing process keep moving forward, how the prosecutors and law enforcement get up every day and really tirelessly try to bring justice for these families. And for those that are in the shoes, hopefully can get some inspiration and some strength by seeing what others have done before them, how they move forward every day in the wake of really such devastation.
Might sound odd to look at it this way, too, but you see how so many people, you have an episode coming up on May 21st, A Driven to Kill, Cindy Albrecht, who was really had everything in front of her and was a victim of a horrendous crime. It's just an appreciation for those who survive of how we should appreciate life, because you never know when something can happen that could take something or maybe everything away from you.
I agree. You know, for those, obviously, no one that has seen it yet, coming up, that case took place in Indianapolis. Everything, when I think about that case, it all revolved around this iconic race, the Indy 500. As you said, she had everything going for her in that world. She was a head chef with Roger Penske, who everyone that knows anything about racing, like that was the penultimate team. You know, her husband was involved in that world. Everything had to do with that world. She was taken from her home, ultimately murdered, and even the motive, it all came down to that race. But again, as you said, no matter who you are, these cases can happen, and it's really something to see them, and it's a reminder. It's also, I think it's so important to say, let's all appreciate everything that we do have every day.
Your show certainly shines a spotlight on dedication, much like I made that analogy in the introduction with that you have to give it your all, because some of these cases take years to resolve.
Years. And you know what? While we're sitting there and working on the other ones, there's still that family that lost their loved one, and that's all they're thinking about. Will I ever get justice? And I've sat down with these families as a prosecutor over the years, and I said, please, like, don't think because you're not hearing anything for days, weeks, sometimes years, that it stops. Because then I'll never forget the cases that you sit down after there's been such a passage of time, and you can say, you know what? It's been a long time, but we have an answer. and that person's about to be arrested, or they just have been, and we're taking them to court, and we're hopefully going to get justice for your family, at least in the way that the criminal justice system can. And as we all know, you keep reading in the paper today, technology. People are able to get those answers because of things like DNA that they never had in the past. So always believe that we'll get there, even if it takes a long time.
With Anna Siga-Nicolazzi, her show True Conviction, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery, investigationdiscovery.com. Anna Siga is on Twitter at @AnnaSiga_TC, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. When it comes to these investigations, how much humanity should come into the picture? Should an investigator, should a prosecutor have empathy for the victim, or does that take your eye off the ball?
I think you need to, or you forget what this all is all about. You shouldn't be guided by that. You need to be guided by what you see in front of you and on the side of you as far as the evidence and the problems and things that don't feel right or seem right. But I've always said that one of the toughest and most rewarding pieces of each case for me was that moment that you see really just pain in the victim's family's eyes. It's often during the trial, and it's very hard for me personally to feel it, but I want to feel it every time to remember why it is that I'm doing it, to give me the motivation to get up in the middle of the night when I have a thought and to really think it out, to sit there during those long hours. So I think that if you don't have that, if you don't feel that, that quite honestly, you shouldn't be doing the job because you're going to miss something one day.
How much do you think a show like yours, True Conviction, helps people have a greater appreciation for law enforcement? Because certainly when you hear the news stories, we only hear, much like with kids that go, but we only hear the bad stuff on the news. We never hear about the dedication of people in law enforcement and prosecution offices. How much do you think True Conviction helps people have a counter to the, I'll call it, a media bias against law enforcement?
That is one of my main goals. When I think about my goals, the first and foremost in this show is to honor the victims by keeping their memory alive, is take the viewers on these compelling journeys, as we've already talked about, by being in the places crimes have happened. But I'm a lifelong career prosecutor, and while I absolutely think that our mistakes should be highlighted too, and we move forward and we learn from them, I think what people are missing today is that, by and large, there is lots of good work being done by dedicated professionals that could be making lots of money doing jobs that take much less of their mindset and a toll on them, but they do it because they care. And I'd like to think that in this show that I'm doing my part to highlight the great work done by my colleagues by showing that, you know what, they get up every day and this is all they think about. They go to sleep at night still thinking about it. And when they make mistakes, they talk about those freely because it's part of what ultimately gets them, hopefully, down the right road to justice. So it's very important to me because I think that's something that today the focus is on the issues, which absolutely should be focused on. I have no problem with that. But we're forgetting that, by and large, there's lots of great work being done for all of us.
Looking at the premises for some of the future episodes, like on the 28th, murder in New England, a grandmother goes out for a walk. You have on June 11th, 19-year-old college student goes off to work, and they vanish. They disappear. Victims of a horrible crime. That's got to be a complete, total hell for their families. It's like, you know, the human nature thinks, well, what could I have done to maybe talk them out of going, maybe go with them to work that day? It's just a total torture.
All of these cases take a such toll, but you think about that. Someone goes around the block. And literally that's the end, where you expected them to come around the other side, and they never do. Those are some of the cases that I think are the hardest to wrap your head around because it is such a wrong place, wrong time, chance that, unfortunately, that could be any one of us. And I think that's something important to remember. We don't want to focus on to the point that we can't function. I think that there's mostly good in this world. But remember, be mindful and understand what others have gone through. And it just takes a split second.
Well, given the sensationalistic aspects that so many of the shows take, I want to congratulate you for doing a real human story each and every week, each and every season. Now the season two of True Conviction, because I think that's what provides interest, attraction, and the education, which I'm assuming is part of the equation of what you set out to do with every episode of True Conviction, because an absence of understanding, then our legal system is in severe trouble. And if there's no appreciation for our legal system, then what are we here for?
I appreciate you saying it, Chris, because it's certainly something that myself and the producers are always thinking about, is that how are we showing this in a way that people actually get what goes into it? And you know what? Let's not so much focus on the person that did it yet to figure out who did it, but let's remember the victim. Let's talk about them and hear a little about how who they were, because that, to me, is something that I'd like to think we do in each of these shows. Highlight the roads that were taken to get justice for them by the men and women that really worked tirelessly towards that end. But at the end of the day, let's learn a little bit about that person that was taken in a way that they never should have been.
Mission accomplished. True Conviction every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery, investigationdiscovery.com. Anna Siga is on Twitter at @AnnaSiga_TC. Anna Siga Nicolosi, thank you for honoring victims of crime and helping us appreciate law enforcement. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.